Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I don't think I would describe class warfare as leadership. America has a spending problem. The government continues to spend more money than what we have. And I don't believe it makes any sense to tax the very people that we expect to invest in our economy, help grow our economy, and to create jobs in America. If I were given the president advice, my advice would be let's tackle the spending problem. Let's get our economy going, get more people back to work, more people on the tax rolls. And then if we need more revenue, all right, we'll take a look at where we can get it then.
There's John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, not impressed with what the president has to say about taxing millionaires to pay for his jobs bill. It's a smokescreen. 800-510-8255. How much real money is going to come from this? Instead of dealing with the real problem, this is my aside here, the same old, same old. It's the fight. It's the I'm drawing a line in the sand. The president says, in a speech that's going to be delivered, he wants $1.5 trillion in tax increases for the wealthy through a combination of closing loopholes, limiting the amount that high earners can deduct, the $580 billion in adjustments to health and entitlement programs, $248 billion to Medicare, $72 billion to Medicaid. This country is about to implode from its own bad leadership on both sides. That's the way I look at this. What do you say? More interest in your calls on the jobs. That's what we really are doing here, the taxes and the jobs, but more the tax situation. And, again, we have it our way or you hit the highway attitude and approach. 800-510-8255. We'll get it. And get it right, so say both sides, but they know. Who knows how to get it right, I guess he said, chuckling. Here from NBC, Chris Jansen talking to Congressman John Fleming of Louisiana, who explains that the president's plan is bad because after he earns $6.5 million, pays his bills, invests in his company, and feeds his family, he has $400,000 left. That's not much. Think and listen as he explains.
This is what I've heard from the Tea Party since the Tea Party was formed. Cut, cut, cut. If this cuts the deficit by $3 trillion, is this a good thing?
Well, it really doesn't do that, Chris. What it does is it hurts the economy worse. Ultimately, it will lower revenues. We don't have an under-tax problem, Chris, in Washington. We have an overspending problem.
Is there, though, a real disconnect with most of America that's really hurting congressmen, and we're seeing through loopholes, through funny accounting, through all the ways that people who have money to hire accountants spend a fraction, percentage-wise, give the government a fraction of their income compared to what middle America does?
Well, again, if you go after the higher income earners, you're also going after the job creators.
Okay, explain this to me, because I'm truly trying to figure this out. I'm not an economist, and I don't own businesses, and I know that you do.
Yes.
But aren't we talking about taxing people who are making personally, their personal wealth, $1 million and more a year? How does that hurt them from their business, which is successful, and we know that businesses are making more money than they have been in a very long time when you look at the corporate earnings?
Yes.
How does that stop them from hiring people?
Right. The answer is no for two reasons. Number one, this actually raises taxes on those making $200,000. And more, and then an additional tax on those who make $1 million or more. Most small businesses in this country today are taxed at the individual level, S corporation, LLC. So whatever is cut out of those earnings is money taken out of capital for reinvestment, for creating more jobs, opening up more locations. So the more you tap that down, the less jobs that are going to be created.
But that is still separate from their own personal income.
No, it's all mixed together.
Well, you can't use your, you still have to file a personal income tax. If you're taking a salary from a business you own, those taxes are separate from your personal income.
No, that really isn't how it works, Chris. What happens is, in my own case, I own LLCs, the income flows to my personal tax return, and whatever is left over after taxes are paid, I feed my family on the one hand, and on the other hand, I reinvest in my business.
Well, with all due respect, Congressman, the Wall Street Journal estimated that your businesses, which I believe are Subway sandwich shops and UPS stores, very successful. deal brought you last year over $6 million.
Yeah, that's before you pay 500 employees, you pay rent, you pay equipment and food. The actual net income of that was only a mere fraction of that amount.
So you're saying that if you have to pay more in taxes, you would get rid of some of those employees? These are not as successful.
I would say that I would say that since my net income, and again, that's the individual rate that I told you about, the amount that I have to reinvest in my business and feed my family is more like $600,000 of that $6.3 million. And so by the time I feed my family, I have, you know, maybe $400,000 left over to invest in new locations, upgrade my locations, buy more equipment.
You do understand, Congressman, that the average person out there who's making $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year, when they hear that you only have $400,000 left over, it's not exactly a sympathetic position. You understand that?
Well, again, class warfare has never created a job, and that's people that will not get jobs. This is all about creating jobs, Chris. This is not about attacking people who make certain incomes. You know, in this country, most people feel that being successful in their businesses is a virtue, not a vice. And once we begin to identify it as a vice, this country is going down.
Chris Jensen is on MSNBC, and they are decidedly left of center, so they would take that approach, and the individuals on the various programs would take the approach the same as the folks on Fox would take the other point of view. But she obviously doesn't get it in terms of business and how business. She makes reference to corporate earnings. Not all small businesses are corporations. Mine's not. I'm a sole proprietor of a business, and the numbers that are there reflect the same numbers as I have. I don't mind admitting what the story is. Actually, there hasn't been a profit for almost 4 years in my business. And people say, well, why do you keep doing it? Well, because it is a way for me to identify with a lot of different things in a lot of different ways. How many people listening right now? The smugness of the questioning, and unless you are in that circumstance, the disrespect and disdain, it is the problem. Sure, there have been companies, big corporations, and maybe even medium-sized corporations and companies that have abused the system. But what people continue to not, and she said, I'm not an economist. You don't have to be an economist to understand how the system works. You have money to hire people. When the taxes go up, I have a friend who's a developer, and he's had an IRS audit. And I don't know, they found a couple of things that were worth about $65,000. He had the money, laid off a guy working for him, making $65,000. That's how it works. The system is so really messed up. My father used to use the expression fakakta. That's really what we're dealing with, a mess. And as you put the numbers together, they don't make sense. I'll give you a comparison that's floating around on the internet of the situation in terms of Obama and the election and McCain the election. It kind of adds to this whole discussion of what makes sense and what doesn't. 14 after on the countdown.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Call 1-800-864-4031. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-864-4031. That's 1-800-864-4031.
As Americans transition from lackadaisical summer schedules back into hectic school and work mode, Sargento Foods Incorporated encourages adults to embrace the mini meal to balance daily eating. Snacking intake averages about 580 calories each day, and according to registered dietitian and Sargento spokesperson Elizabeth Ward, those extra calories often have very little or no nutritional value.
Hectic schedules can make it too easy to choose unhealthy convenience foods that do nothing for metabolism or energy levels. Incorporating nutritious mini meals multiple times a day helps avoid those mid-afternoon slumps and fill in dietary gaps. I recommend choosing snacks with calcium, vitamin D, potassium, and dietary fiber. For your next afternoon fix, try a Sargento reduced fat Colby Jack stick paired with carrots or celery. It's a quick and more wholesome on-the-go option than sweets or other processed cheese snacks.
For more information, visit Sargento.com.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is rad!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry. I'm a hugger.
We're talking about class warfare here on the Countdown. 800-510-8255, a review of the hot hits in talk radio, the tax proposals, job situation. Here's host Jen Bryan, which this conversation focuses on her attitude toward the president.
The president spoke, and he is hell-bent on taxing his friends, which is curious to me. Obama has announced his debt plan, and it's built on taxing the rich. In a blunt rejoinder to congressional Republicans, President Barack Obama called for $1.5 trillion in new taxes today. This is part of a total 10-year deficit reduction package totaling more than $3 trillion. He says we can't just cut our way out of this hole. Now, of course, everybody right away starts talking about class warfare, us and them, and the haves and the have-nots. And essentially, it's more of the same, guys. This is more of the same from the president. Anybody who makes more than $250,000 is considered rich. All right, let me ask you this, first of all. Is $250,000 a lot of money? Is it really? I mean, think about today's economy and the way people live. Now, look, to me, yeah, that's a nice chunk of change. I don't make a whole lot of money. That's okay. Someday I hope to. But still, when you look at, I mean, look, my point being is, you know, Warren Buffett, my secretary pays more taxes than I, then send a damn check, Warren. Write a check, and, you know, a man of goodwill, send that check to Obama. Send it to the IRS. What is stopping all of these Barbara Streisands and George Clooney's and Warren Buffett's, what is stopping them from taking their checkbook out of their, their Armani coat suit, and writing a check for $5 million, writing it and just saying, I'm gonna put my money where my mouth is. I'm going to write a check because it's the right thing to do. Why? You know, it strikes me as very odd that all of these rich people, all of these people in Hollywood, all of these left folks in Hollywood are saying, you need to tax me more, Mr. President. You need to tax me more. You know, so I find it odd because when they start have to paying more taxes, and if the president gets his way, they will. I wonder if they'll still continue to support. I don't think they think when they get up there and exclaim this BS. I really don't think they think it's going to happen. I think they just say it. You know, it's sort of like inviting someone to dinner that you don't really want to come to dinner, but you know that they're busy that night. So you're like, yeah, hey, Irene, why don't come up? We're having a party. Oh, you can't. Too bad. It looks good. Sounds good. You never wanted Irene to show up to begin with. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Harry Reid says the $3 trillion of the budget deficit was caused by tax cuts to the rich in the first place. What say you? 800-510-TALK on the Countdown.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So we are with our continuing focus on the president, the tax plan, the jobs plan, and the discussion following that. Here's Kyra Phillips from CNN interviewing L.Z. Granderson and Will Kane. They are both market analysts, and they talk about the tax plan.
It's called the Buffett rule, and it's referring to billionaire Warren Buffett, who's complained that wealthy Americans pay less than their fair share in taxes. Bottom line, taxes for the rich, is that fair? LZ, fair?
Well, I guess it is, because we've allowed the system, the tax code, to rotten things to the point in which we're running out of other options. You know, I believe the number is 20% of the population is controlling 80% of the wealth. So when you look at that kind of number, you're going to have a lot of poor people, and you got to find ways in which you can kind of balance things out so that society can be more fair for everyone. So we are where we are now, and so, yes, I do think at this point that is fair.
Will?
You know, Kira, fair is a four-letter word, and it's a four-letter word that has a subjective meaning. To me, it means everybody pays about the same percentage. But that being said, we can all recognize there are some unfairnesses in the tax code. It is unfair that a millionaire might pay less in his effective taxes than his secretary. It is unfair that the tax code honors homeowners over renters. It's unfair that people that get their health insurance through their company aren't taxed on it, while people that buy it themselves are. What I'm saying to you is there are a lot of unfairnesses, and Obama's new plan is simply a patch. It's another section in the tax code, another line, another entry to add to the complexity of the tax code that, quite honestly, benefits the people that know how to negotiate it.
Senator Lindsey Graham telling our Candy Crowley over the weekend, this is just class warfare. Take a listen.
When you pick one area of the economy and you say we're going to tax those people because most people are not those people, that's class warfare.
Fair? LZ?
You know what? I am so over this dude. I really am. To me, when you look at the fact that people who make more money have better health care and have a longer life expectancy than people who don't have more money, to me, that is class warfare. When you know that the education for people with money is greater than the education for people without money, and thus recycling the same process of staying within poverty, to me, that's class warfare. I am so over Lindsey playing politics and not trying to throw words around to scare people.
L.Z. Granderson doesn't sound like he gets it. He's over Lindsey Graham. Okay, that's fine. What do you have to add to the conversation, sir, that's neither one of those guys actually were very productive or positive, would you say? Let's see if we can find something in a conversation John Williams on his radio program had with a caller.
Chris is in Iowa. Chris.
You know, I'm in radio, too, and I sell radio for a living. And obviously, the more you sell, the more money you make and the more they take out of your check. And I'm what you call a Republican, and I think the more you make, and you should pay a little bit more than the guy that's making a lot less than you. And finally here during this speech, I kind of thought it was more common sense. I mean, The guy that's making $1 million should pay at least the same rate that the teacher is. That's common sense. And I don't see what's so complicated about that.
Wait. Hold on. The millionaire should pay the same rate as the teacher making 60 grand?
Or more. Now, yeah. I'm saying that you can't pay less, though. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, can't pay less, should pay more than. Should pay
the same,
more than?
Not more. It has to be more. We're in historic debt here. We got to get out of it somehow. And, I mean, I think it makes sense that if you're, you know, working your tail off, might need to pay a little bit more.
I'll be a big tax cutter when we just get out of this pickle. I mean, yeah, who wants, why would anybody champion higher taxes? But we got a fire going on and they got more water. I just think it's necessary now, Chris.
I agree, and I think it's historic, the debt level, and, you know, if no one wants to pay more taxes. I think we'd all agree with that, but life's not necessarily that fair sometimes, and we're really in debt, bottom line, and we need to get out.
And as tough as times are, I know this is divisive, but it's also true. The rich are better able to endure right now than the middle class and poor.
It's amazing what people think about what the realities are of folks who make choices to be in one economic strata or another, because that's usually what it is, a choice. 28 past the hour.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings.
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings.
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're gonna get some savings. Savings.
Much better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
So, you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now, you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
I'll grow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military-issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison.
We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Now, 33 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with the second half hour of this hour's focus on the hot hits and talk radio, a unique program overviewing, surveying, listening to, and bringing to you what many of the local stations, the good hosts and the big stations and people who have good programming sense are talking about with regard to the issues of the day, the events of the day, the folks in Bristol. Welcome to the countdown, Albuquerque. Hello, El Paso. Hello, York. Hello. Good to have you. I feel like Larry King a little bit when I do that. Time now for a quick overview of something that is important to this discussion of the tax proposals from the president, a jobs proposal. You've heard that the House Speaker doesn't like what the president has to say about taxing millionaires. You've heard callers, you've heard hosts, you've heard plans. What's your feeling about this? I am frustrated listening to the caller who was on a few minutes ago who thinks, and this is a fellow who works in radio, there are no choices here, we have to pay more. Doesn't anybody get how much waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse there is in the government, whether it's the federal government, the state government, local governments? Don't you get it? Don't you see it? You feel it, don't you? So if that's the case, why isn't that the way to cut down what we're spending? Why would you throw more money, spend more money on a system that's so broken? And just for comparative purposes, this sort of is something that it doesn't have directly an impact on the taxes and job situation, but it certainly is telling. When you look back to the election of 2008. This is a study put together by Professor Joseph Olson of Hamline University School of Law in St. Paul, Minnesota. He studied the last election and came up with the following facts. The number of states actually won by the current president, 19. Number of states won by Mr. McCain, his opponent, 29. The number of square miles of land won by Mr. Obama, 580,000. The number of square miles won by Mr. McCain, 2,427,000. Population of counties won by President Obama, 127 million. Population of counties won by Mr. McCain, 143 million. Interesting also, this was really a sociological study, and the real thing, it's very interesting what people study, it's sort of amusing actually, although this stat is not amusing. The murder rate per 100,000 residents in counties won by Mr. Obama, 13.2 per 100,000. The same statistic for Mr. McCain, 2.1 murders per 100,000. Now, that's an interesting, very compelling, and sort of strong statement in and of itself. The professor adds, quote, "In aggregate, the map of the territory McCain won is mostly the land owned by taxpaying citizens. The territory President Obama won, citizens living in low-income areas, living off various forms of government welfare." So the professor believes the U.S. is somewhere between the state of complacency and apathy, with about 40% of our population somehow or other dependent on governmental largesse, you and me paying the rest of the bill. That's important to this argument, I believe. 800-510-8255. And how could a system be so broken? You know, we're down to everything being broken, including the Electoral College. Why would Obama have won where there are, in a situation where there's actually fewer people voting? It doesn't, sort of the numbers, they know how to play the game, and it's just a game for control and not government. 800-5, we look at the benefits. I mean, they all do it. Bush took care of his buddies. I can give you three or four examples of him taking care of, through government funding, various folks. And the same thing is true for Obama. They all do it. And that's part of the system being wrong. The latest is this company, the green company, that went bankrupt after the government. Obama's pals made sure that he got $500 million in loans and then declared bankruptcy. That's going on and has gone on. And that's your money. There should be riots in the street because of that kind of stuff. Henry, calling from the Windy City with some thoughts.
Over 30 years, I've been telling everyone I knew they should have a system where no deductions for anybody, any company, for any reason. Now, the tax system should be very progressive. The poorest people pay only 1/10 of 1%, and that goes steeply up, where the very rich people pays 92% in income taxes. That's the only way you're going to have any way for the poor people having even a halfway decent life, and these rich, corrupt, greedy hypocrites would be brought under control.
800-510-8255. I realize 19 and 29 doesn't equal 50. However, there are a couple of other items that fit into that discussion. It's just the principle of the thing more than anything else. It really is. I mean, there are so many different things about the system that don't add up. Nothing really adds up anymore, and that's what's so frustrating for people like many of you and me and those who are listening, who have worked hard and have paid their fair share and have created situations where people have had jobs, and poof, it's all being wasted and frittered away. Greg in Ohio, you want to express yourself. Go ahead.
We have to stop looking at trying to fix this problem around the edges. We need to get rid of the income tax. We have fewer and fewer jobs trying to supply more money to Washington, which isn't going to work. We need to institute the fair tax, which is a progressive tax because of the prebate feature that it has on it, which pays the poor up to the poverty level, and then you start paying the sales tax directly to the government. So I would get rid of this income tax. It's archaic. It's from the early 20th century. It doesn't fit today. And I wish our politicians would seriously look at something like that.
They can't control you if they don't have their hands in your pocket, Greg. 800-510-8255. Freddie's in California.
Before we start talking about reforming the tax system, which, by the way, I am for, we have to really start talking about the main problem, and that is limiting our federal government and various state governments throughout this country. And I know this is going to sound like a radical idea to many people, but our government should conform to our Constitution and just do its constitutional duties and limit itself to that. Cut the spending. Cut how much percentage the federal government spends of our money, and then we start talking about tax reform. But the main problem is the government is just too big. It's spending too much money. It has too much power. It's taking away our liberty and our prosperity. It's just that simple.
How many people agree with that? 800-510-8255. Arlene in Cadillac, Michigan is tired of what?
I am one of the ones that's falling through the holes here in this country because of the wealthy getting wealthier and the poor getting poorer. I live way below the sub-poverty level. My entire income last year, that when I filed my taxes, was $5,975 for the year. That is abominable in a country that is supposed to be the richest in the world, and we are kicking our seniors and our middle class and our working poor right down the sewage system, which is also falling apart. Mr. Boehner and Mr. McConnell and the rest of those Republican leaders that get their faces in every camera they can get them on and then turn around and say, no, the rich can't be taxed anymore. Well, when I'm working as a truck driver running over the road for 6 years and my tax rate is paid at 23% because I'm a single woman, and the idiots that have got the money are paying nothing. They aren't providing jobs. I don't know any brick and mortar that can think. I don't know of any brick and mortar that can create a job. I don't know of any brick and mortar that is going to put a roof over my head when these tax cuts hit and I'm caught in the middle and expected to live on not only less than $700 a month, but less than $600 a month by the time they get done taxing.
Well, then your problem, Arlene, is the tax system itself. And most people, as you're hearing here, want to get rid of the income tax. And that's really what is regressive. Plus, the Democrats are, you're talking about the Republicans kicking the poor down the street. The Democrats are kicking the poor as well with their Medicare and Medicaid cuts. So the president wants to do, look into that and see how your health care is going to. It's all a power grab. Understand that. For whatever reason, who knows? 800-510-8255. Here's Phil. Looks like he's got a plan.
It would be time for the president to take independent action legally and sign an executive order, expand the Department of Transportation and the Department of Labor and empower them to hire people all over the country to renovate federal properties in order to stay within the law. They could also coordinate with the Federal Reserve to set up that infrastructure bank and fund it by donations initially. And once the domino starts to fall and you hire 2 million people to start renovating, small businesses will jump into the act because they have to produce all the tools, et cetera, and the services to keep those things going. And they'll see the demand. And the dominoes will fall one after the other.
All right. You agree with Phil? 800-510-8255. More of your calls on the tax situation itself, the tax plan that we currently exist under, and the jobs bill and how things are connected. We'll have some more callers in a moment here on the countdown.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
That, my friends, is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your quest to find the perfect brand new car. I know, because, well, I'm inside your head, and I'm here to say, stop, you're giving me the headache. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com had brand spanking new cars hot off the assembly line. Well, now you do. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars and all their showroom glory side by side. Even special offers. That way your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart has itself set on a sporty 2011 coupe. But your head wants something smart, practical, with good gas mileage. And while your heart wants to make the neighbors drool, your head wants to make sure you're getting the best new car deal out there. Well, would you look at that? A brand new, never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. Go ahead, hold that head of yours high. Whoa! Just tell me when you're going to do it first. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here with breaking news. Let's go to Jim in the chopper.
Hey, Flo, looks like Progressive is offering the Snapshot discount. It's their biggest discount ever. Should be huge.
That's big, Jim. But what's with the chopper?
What do you mean? It's a chopper. Choppers are sweet.
They kind of are.
The Snapshot discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
Ryan in Wilmington, what say you, sir?
Well, I have a question for you. I know that we need serious reform. However, that's going to come at quite a price, I think, in the salaries and the jobs around the world, meaning our military and our government workers. What happens to our government when we scale back or we bring our military back? What do we do with all those jobs that the people are working now? Or what do we do with the salaries that these people are working? And, you know, now they're going to have to make maybe 20 or 25% less just so that we can have a balanced budget.
We have a broader approach to the problem by creating a whole new system. It has to, everything has to be nuked. Those fellows and women who are in the service, it's a form of welfare if you don't have them doing something and you just say, well, let's keep them in the service because there's nothing else for them to do job-wise. Sooner or later, we all end up paying one way or another, and that's the tragedy of it. Perhaps we go back to looking, and not that going backwards fixes anything, at the military-industrial complex. Why are we having all these wars? What could we have done more productive? A lot of those questions. We've become too dependent, Ryan, on the old way of fixing these problems, including finding jobs. There's too much dependence on the government and their contracts and all that other stuff. It's just the freewheeling has gone, and that's part of the problem, I think. But you ask a good question, don't have a concrete answer for it. All right, here's another problem that we need to spend a minute or so on. A lot of people talking on the air about Palestinian statehood and the UN. Here's Steve Malzberg on his program talking to former Israeli ambassador to the UN, Dori Gold.
Explain what we could expect to happen here. The U.S. has been pressuring Mahmoud Abbas not to go ahead with the seeking of statehood at the UN in the Security Council. Where do we stand right now, do you believe, with that effort?
Well, first of all, I think your listeners are not involved in the inside baseball at the UN, so let me just lay it out. You know, Israel has been willing to negotiate with the Palestinians, and if they want to demand a state, we're willing to consider that in the West Bank, even though that's very sensitive territory for us. However, it has to be a negotiated solution. And we signed agreements with them in the 90s, which were actually witnessed by President Clinton. Those agreements said that neither side will change the legal status of the West Bank prior to the completion of permanent status negotiations. What Mahmoud Abbas has decided to do is he decided to go for broke and go and get the status of his territory changed. He basically wants it to become a UN member, the state of Palestine. So he's going to the Security Council. And we're saying, you know what, we'll work out a deal with you. But you've got to consider our interests because we have very serious security problems in the Middle East. It's so unstable here now. We need to have what we call defensible borders because the Iranians are active, because the Arab world is like a volcano.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
These air show crashes over the weekend and what to do. There's a poll today at DougStephan.com, which we'll go over in a moment. First, though, let's listen to Barry Young and Michelle Larson think out loud about the air crash in Reno.
You don't conduct an air show and put a VIP section or a cheap seat section or any kind of section where people are, where those planes can crash, where there's a reasonable possibility that the planes will crash. I mean, a plane can veer out of control and go in any direction, so you say, well, gee, how far back do you want to see them? Where it's not reasonable the plane would crash down like a guided missile into the crowd. This was illegal. Where the crowd was sitting, the VIP section, this was illegal. A reasonable person would not have put them there. And these people who operate this Reno air show have a checkered past with safety. Period. That's it. And I don't even know what county it is over in Nevada, but I would support, at this case, at the very least, the county prosecutor over there going to the grand jury, doing some investigation. What exactly does the Code of Federal Regulations say about air shows? What does state law in Nevada say about air shows? And see if those laws can be applied. And I'm going to tell you, if it's what I think it is, where this crowd was put in an extraordinarily dangerous situation, I would have no problem with seeing indictments for the air show operators. And whatever the situation, the people in Reno need to understand that if you want to keep doing this air show, you need new people. You need new blood in there to operate this thing. Now,
I think it's very interesting that they were touting the fact that they never had a spectator be killed at this particular air show.
Yeah.
But they have had several pilots die. And then, of course, the next day, Saturday in Virginia, wasn't it in Virginia? We had another pilot die during an air show. So these things are dangerous. These things are there are a lot of stunt pilots involved. Some of the schools have said we stop taking our kids there.
There's not a pilot listening to this show this morning who is unaware of the laws regarding the placement of the crowd at an air show. Not one. You don't put people in the crowd where there's a reasonable chance that if the plane goes out of control, it will fly into the crowd. And that's why at most air shows, there's a huge setback. You just watch the training with the Thunderbirds and the Blue Angels, and the Air Force and the Navy is extraordinarily careful when they go to an air show to make sure that the local people, whoever the promoters and the authorities are behind it, that the crowd is set back. They will not do their maneuvers. They will not do any of their maneuvers over that crowd.
Okay, here is an excerpt from the John and Ken program where the two of them talk about the crash in Reno and the focus on the plane here. Interesting.
The death toll is now a total of 10. Nine spectators and Jimmy Leeward were killed. He was flying a World War II-era galloping ghost. And some have referred to this particular air show as NASCAR in the sky, which means that there's some speed going on
right
up there.
Yeah, that's what you want to do, is sit underneath that.
Some experts say the planes are pushed the limits, muscled up to exceed 500 miles per hour. And apparently this guy, as you saw, there's new video that was on the Today Show this morning. Did either one of you see that?
I didn't see the video. No, I read about it.
It was much closer than the original video to the crash itself. I mean, you really just see that thing nosediving. It is believed that when it was dropping straight down that Jimmy Leeward was already unconscious and had no control anymore over the plane.
Well, he had tinkered with this World War II plane to make it go faster.
Correct.
He was retrofitting it with what they describe as modern technological devices.
It's a souped-up P-51 Mustang.
That doesn't look
like part of the tail was missing. I don't know if you saw that little detail, and that could have led
to... That might have been part of the problem.
That might have been part of the problem controlling the plane.
What happened to that? Where'd the tail go?
It may have fallen off. If you took a look at the video, a piece near the back, near the tail, may have been... they're calling it a trim tab failure.
Well, he's doing experiments. This is like when John Denver died many years ago, and he had an experimental plane, and he was building it in his garage or on his driveway or something like that, and then he would take it up to see what would happen. Well, you have obviously no margin of error here. You're wrong once, and boom, you're dust. So the guys who are into experimental planes or experimental retrofitting, upgrading, I want to make a World War II plane go 500 miles an hour, you got to get out of the way of that.
All right, so the poll at DougStefan.com, do you think new safety regulations need to be put into place for air shows after these crashes? A, yes, they're too dangerous for the pilots and the spectators. B, maybe, depending on the results of the investigation. And C, these were rare accidents, and these kind of air shows are usually safe. Thanks for being here on the Countdown.